Back to Skin the Surface. My name is Dr. Rena Allow, and I'm your host for this week's episode. This time of year is one of my favorites. I love all of the fun that just goes along with holiday season. However, I'm not going to lie, it can be a very stressful time, not only for myself, but for my friends and family members. And I'm sure you listeners out there can really relate to the stress surrounding the holiday season. So on this week's episode, I'm going to dive into how does stress impact our skin. I'm going to be talking about the different ways in which stress can really impact our pose on our skin, as well as what you can do to help combat that stress and, most importantly, adhere to a healthy skincare regimen. So let's jump right into it. So there are a few ways that stress can really impact not only the quality and the texture of our skin, hair and nails, but also may also trigger or even worsen skin rashes and acne breakouts, psoriasis, eczema, a few other conditions I might mention during this episode. So how does this happen? Well, stress results in an increased or heightened cortisol level, and that actually may promote an increase in the cortisol receptor, the stress hormone receptor. So cortisol is the primary stress hormone, and our skin is actually very sensitive to changes, believe it or not, in our cortisol level. So when our body is going through a stressful event, physical, emotional, etc., this may actually trigger a cascade of events, starting from our brain, believe it or not, the hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis, or the HPAA. And that results in an increase in oil production in the skin. This can actually worsen skin inflammation and even trigger itching. So increased cortisol levels as a result of stress may actually also lead to a compromised skin barrier. And this can cause poor skin hydration, making our skin more susceptible to bacterial and viral infections. So I know I talked a lot about cortisol, the stress hormone, blah, 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 blah. Well, how you're probably asking me, Rena, how does stress actually impact my skin? Okay, so I'm going to break it down in a few different ways. Number one, acne. Let's talk about that. So stress can actually promote acne breakouts by increasing the number of oil-producing glands in the skin, and it can also promote more oil production by those sebaceous glands, our oil-producing glands, okay? So that is one way in which it can worsen acne. Numero dos, worsening eczema and skin rashes. So how does this work? So this may actually increase the number of, so stress can actually increase the number of bacteria on the skin, believe it or not. It can also, as I mentioned before, impair the skin barrier, reduce skin hydration. So all of this is a perfect storm for creating that dry, scaly skin and worsening eczema. Number three, psoriasis. So for those of you who have a history of psoriasis, may say, you know what, my psoriasis gets worse when I'm really stressed out. Well, why does this happen? Well, there's an interplay between stress and psoriasis, and this can actually also lead to a poor response to psoriasis medications, and this can be really frustrating for patients who experience psoriasis. I do have an episode, if you scroll back to, I think, two or three episodes before, I do go over psoriasis, the relationship between stress and psoriasis, as well as talking about the skin microbiome and psoriasis. So do not, if you want to learn more about stress and psoriasis or just psoriasis in general, definitely I encourage you to listen to our previous episode where I go over that. Number four, textural changes. So stress may actually result in a greasy sheen or shine on our skin. And a lot of patients come to me and say, when I'm stressed out, I feel like my face is really greasy. Why is this? Well, this can actually be due, again, going back to number one, where stress can actually promote the increase in the cortisol level, may actually increase the number of oil-producing glands in the skin, and also more production of oil by those oil-producing glands. Now, number five, wound healing. So an increase in cortisol or that stress hormone level from, you know, just in general, emotional, physical stress, etc., you name it, may actually prevent or slow down appropriate wound healing and increase our risk for skin infections. I mean, that's wild. I didn't, you know, that's important to know, because if you are, you know, stressed out, you may notice that your wounds may actually take a little bit longer to heal. Also, not just even stress, emotional stress, but also physical stress. So if you've developed a lot of injuries, or you're, you know, experienced burns, for example, you know, so when there is an increase in our cortisol level, this may, again, prevent or slow down wound healing. Now, you're telling me, okay, I know why I got, you know, I know how stress may now impact our skin, but what can I do about it? So when you're stressed out, I cannot stress this enough, no pun intended, adhering to a healthy skincare regimen is essential. So here are some of my tips. Number one, in the morning, I recommend using a gentle oil-free cleanser. And you want to follow this by an oil-free moisturizer that is non-comedogenic, meaning it won't cause skin breakouts. So the key when, you know, you're finding that you're having breakouts is to really focus on finding the appropriate cleanser. And the key thing is finding something that's gentle and that maintains hydration. You don't want something too drying, especially, you know, if you have more sensitive skin. You want to find something that will leave a greasy residue behind, especially if you suffer from acne prone oily skin. So, you know, there's so many cleansers that claim to actually be great for those who have oily and acne prone skin. As a consumer, it's really important to look for hydrating ingredients, avoid, you know, a lot of natural botanicals that may trigger allergic dermatitis or rashes or irritation. So keeping it very gentle and simple. Number two, incorporating a nice antioxidant serum. So vitamin C is what I typically recommend to your morning routine. This may help to reduce the texture changes of the skin that are associated with stress and brighten your skin. And who doesn't love a brightened skin? Nobody likes dull complexion, right? Anyway, so vitamin C is a powerful antioxidant that is quintessential in one skincare regimen. And the reason why is it helps to prevent sun damage. It may increase collagen production. It brightens the skin, as I mentioned earlier. And more importantly, it can improve your skin tone. So the key to choosing a vitamin C serum is to look for serums that contain L-ascorbic acid. This is the most active form of vitamin C. So another thing you want to be careful of is packaging. So you want to look for an airtight bottle to prevent oxidation by UV light, because then it would be useless. So applying 2 to 3 drops of the serum on the forehead, the cheeks, and chin, and gently rubbing that into your face is really helpful. There's not a lot of studies about oral intake of vitamin C, but why not? So consumption of fruits high in vitamin C, such as citrus fruit, is a great also way to add vitamin C to your diet. You know, there are some smaller studies, but there aren't large studies showing the benefit to this for skin. But, you know, if you can incorporate vitamin C into your diet, that's really important as well. And then number three, one thing that I find to help reduce the size of oil producing glands and reduce oil production as a result of stress, you know, try a nighttime retinol. Retinols or retinoids have been used, believe it or not, since 1971 for the treatment of acne, skin aging. And then we also use it in our toolbox as dermatologists for, you know, the treatment of certain conditions, skin conditions, and specifically psoriasis and cancers of the skin. So how do these work? Well, retinoids help promote and increase skin turnover. And so it helps with also evening out your skin tone. It may help with dyspigmentation, and it non-invasively helps to smooth fine lines and wrinkles over time. So it's not an overnight fix, but it does, it may help over time. Despite, you know, one of the biggest things that, you know, you may experience when you're using retinol or retinoid is that it may make your skin dry. So here are a few tips that I have. So you can either mix it with a pea-sized amount of a moisturizer to cut down on that dryness irritation using a moisturizer after, or a short contact time. So putting on at dinner and washing it off at bedtime. Those are all helpful tips that I have and I recommend to my patients when it comes to tolerating these retinols or retinoids. Now, can you get bags under your eyes from stress and lack of sleep? Well, skin thinning is most apparent for many around the eyes where the skin is the thinnest and the most fragile. So, yes, this can, and I do, I am going to be talking about under eye creams in an upcoming episode and how to tackle dark circles under the eyes, and we'll go over all of the reasons why we may experience dark circles or hollowing underneath the eyes. But I just want to briefly talk about eye creams. So, eye creams are essential in skin hydration and plumping for this very delicate area. So, it's important to find a gentle hydrating cream that contains ceramides, hyaluronic acid. Avoid applying greasy, thick eye creams to avoid leaving that, again, that oily residue behind. Find something with a more of a lightweight, buildable texture. And this, under eye creams can be done before or even after applying a daily moisturizer. And then maintaining a healthy diet is really important. So I always recommend to patients, if you're experiencing stress, maintaining a healthy diet, exercise, keeping up with your normal routine, those are essential. Avoiding foods that are high in saturated fat, carbohydrates, and sugar may also help collectively reduce the cortisol level in our body. Now, last but not least, I really want to dive into collagen. I get this question a lot, and there's a lot of products out there that contain collagen, either powdered or liquid. So let's talk about collagen. So collagen consumed orally or applied topically, there's a lot of information about, well, does this really increase skin elasticity and hydration? So let's take a step back. So what is collagen? So collagen is the one of the most abundant proteins in the body. In general, the way that oral collagen and topical collagen is marketed right now is in the collagen peptide form, which is essentially is more likely or easily absorbed into our bodies because collagen is a huge protein, okay? Though there are, limited studies on benefits to oral collagen, especially in the setting of reducing the effects of stress on our skin. There are some smaller preliminary studies that have some promising results for the short-term and long-term use of oral collagen supplements, especially for wound healing and skin aging. In general, I recommend, looking for collagen-rich foods such as chicken, fish, beans, eggs, foods that are high in protein. But the jury's still out, in my opinion, looking at the studies out there, showing that there is significant, improvement or reduction of the cortisol level with intake of collagen, whether it be in a, powder or liquid form. So I'm really excited to see what future studies are showing about the benefits of collagen. And I'm sure you guys all are as well. And so I just wanted to wrap up this episode and say thank you so much to all of our listeners for continuing to subscribe, send me amazing messages, and being an active participant in your skincare. If you have any questions or concerns at all, feel free to message us at Skin the Surface Pod on Instagram or Twitter. As always, stay safe and healthy, podcasters.